have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question this week, very mama mia doozy. How is it that a wife can make a husband sleep on a couch instead of the other way around? How is that possible? That a wife can make a husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around. What a mess. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast the show. You can podcast the show and still listen on your phone while you're doing what you're doing. And then when you go back and sit down, you can podcast, listen to the show on your TV or whatever. But you can podcast by calling the listen line. You can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. So, it's Wednesday again. It's Wednesday again. Again. Amazing, huh? And so the first 2 hours on Wednesday, where the third hour is manhood hour, rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Amazing. And then the first 2 hours, because we love the blacks, the first 2 hours of the show is, or are, or is, Black Excellence. That was then when America was amazing. See how the black used to be? This is now.
What's wrong with the black?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I'm on your Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey, Tony. My mirror flew about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
Keep that. E-Black. Black excellence, a spiritual battle. It is so interesting to me. It really is. You will never, 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 never know. Not one person on the planet will ever know how blind you are until you really start living from within. Know thyself. And if when you get to know yourself, working on yourself, overcoming the illusions of things, it's going to be mind-blowing. You're going to even say to yourself at times, how did I waste all that time? I was so blind, I didn't even know it. It's amazing that you can be blind and don't know it. Blind to your own self and don't know it. That's mind-blowing to me. How can you be blind to your own self? Because you don't know who you are. You don't know who you are. Not one person know who they are until they start to work on themselves from within. It's crazy. And you can tell when a person is lost. Well, one way you can tell, but not the only way. It's just one way. When they always, or they blame other people for what's happening to them. Blind people always blame others. You made me mad. You made me lonely. You made me act that way. You made me this, or you made me that. I can't make it in life because of you. My husband, my wife, mad at me, and I do all I can to satisfy them. That's a problem. You're not supposed to be trying to satisfy anyone. I promise you. Yes, physical things can happen to you, and they do, especially now in this country and around the world. But other than physical pain, you are responsible for yourself. So here's what I recommend if you want to be free. Do what you want, of course. Stay in your misery, blame others, be lost, be jealous, be revengeful. It's up to you. Be lost. But for those men and women, and I hear it every day, they hear the truth and they're like, wow, I didn't know, they say. I was taught wrong. Every human being on the planet have been taught wrong. And that's why you're suffering. You've been lied to by your parents, by your family members, by your teachers, your school teacher and your preacher teachers, by your friends and everybody. All people lie to each other. What a mess, huh? But here's what I recommend amongst so many other things. And by the way, the assignment for the fellowship this week, and for all, because a lot of you fellowship by watching it live on rebuildingaman.com/church. Do not think about you at all this week. Don't think about you at all. Is that working? How's that going, y'all? I cannot wait until Sunday. Are you going through this week without thinking of you? Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. So here's just another little tidbit. And I promise you it will work if you do it. And I've said it before, but you will have a breakthrough if you do it. If you do it. Are you listening up? Yes, Jesse, I am listening, says some people. If you never, ever, ever, ever again call it you, you shall be free from it. From thoughts and emotions and worries and doubts and looking for a family, wanting to have children, wanting to be married, wanting to be rich, or wanting to be poor, or wanting jealousy and envy, worry, all those things, revenge, fear, anger, anxiety, stress, whatever your vices are, if you never, ever, ever call them again, you, I see them, but that's not me. Never call them you again. Eventually, they'll disappear. And don't hate your sickness, because those things are sickness. And more, I can go on and on and on, but because of time. If you hate your sickness, that is the sickness. If you hate any of the false identities that are inside of your mind and emotions, that is sickness. And that's what keeps it alive. You can't hate it. You just have to see it. And don't call it you. You just have to see it. And don't call it you. What you don't know is that you're justified and condemned by your own words. You become what you call yourself. And it's all an illusion, and then you suffer. And Lord knows, everybody and their mama are tripping nowadays. I've never seen so many people tripping in a life of illusion. It don't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. But you got to stop calling yourself anything. Stop calling yourself anything. Stop it. See it. See the temptation, but don't call it you. See what happens. Why don't you give it a good go try for the next 4 years, 5 years, until it's gone. And it will be gone. One day, you would have crawled out of your hole into paradise right here on earth. It will happen. If you stay with it, though, you got to stay with it. And you got to remember. Always remember to remember. Never forget to be present. Don't forget. And that's what praying is. Don't forget to be present. So do what you want with that. And the last advice I give you for now, but do what you want. When you start to wake up, and the reason I'm mentioning this again, because as you know, I do a lot of counseling. And I meet people now everywhere. And they make this mistake. And they're like, well, Jesse, I heard you said don't do it. And I did it anyway. And I regret it now, what I'm about to tell you. They're like, I regret it now. All around the world, when you hear me say, go drop your anger by forgiving. Forgive your mothers. Forgive your fathers. And you shall be forgiven. And when you do it, you're all excited because now you finally feel a little better. But the mistake you make, you run and tell somebody. You're going to tell everybody, you got to forgive your mama. You got to forgive your mama. Go and forgive your mama. And then those very same people turn against you. They judge you. They and in your family and everywhere. And you regret you ever said a word. Because the rule is don't go tell it. Now you, it's the beginning of becoming the light. To overcome it. And the light will speak through you to the right person that want the truth at the right time. But the ego nature, which is not your it's not you, but the spirit of evil in you, it tells you, go tell somebody. The thoughts tell you, go preach. And you think it's you, and you regret it later. When the spirit of truth healed people, the spirit said, go and tell nobody. But no, they went and told everybody. What a mess. You have no idea how much you are controlled with thoughts and emotions. But stay with it and you'll be fine. And you will have perfect peace, paradise, right here on the earth while you're living in the earth, because you're going to be living from above, but operating in this world, and you'll be fine. The world around you, your family members, your friends, your people who are suffering with all those emotions and stuff, they'll be miserable, but you'll be fine. That I promise. And it's not because I'm doing it. It's the spirit of truth would do it for you and through you if you welcome it to come in and take over. So my best advice for now, and this is for all people, everybody have the same problem. All who are born of the woman of the flesh, male and female, must be born of the spirit of the Father. Just ain't no way around it. You used to say, oh, that's crazy. Women are this too and women are that. Okay. Believe what you want to believe and see how far that gets you. And it's going to get worse. And I have examples. And these are just some of the examples. It's like bigger than even this. And this is amazing. Fox 5 is reporting. Police are reportedly investigating the death of a 12-year-old Mason Creek Middle School student after her mother said the girl suffered a brain injury following a fight with another student after getting off a school bus. Watch this, Fox 5 Atlanta.
Her name is Jada West. She's 12 years old. She is a student at Mason Creek Middle School. So she's a new student at the school, and her parents say that she has been bullied since going to that school. She said I'm told that her dad went to the school to try to deal with some of these issues. There's an issue with a boy, and there's an issue with a girl. And what ended up happening on Thursday is that she got into an argument with a girl on the bus, and then that spilled out onto the street at her bus stop. She walked down the street. There's video of this circulating on social media, and that family asked us not to show that video, so we are honoring that request. And then a fight ensues, and Jada falls to the ground. She gets back up, and she seems like she might be okay, and then she walks away, and then she falls again to the ground. And unfortunately, she was pronounced dead on Sunday, brain dead. Because right now, they do not know what killed that little girl. They're waiting on an autopsy, but the family is putting one and one together and saying, this equals two. This fight, this bullying led to this. I want you to take a listen to her mom right now.
I'm angry. We got to teach our children. I'm angry. What happened to the love? What happened to the love? We lost our love, people.
What now?
Teaching children to love. Violence is not the key.
What?
Have a heart. Have a heart. Love. The Lord wants us to love one another.
Amazing, huh? She's right about that. There is no love. And human love, emotional love, is not love. That's hate. Posing as love. And this girl was 12 years old. I'm reflecting. when I was 12 in Sweet Home, Alabama, I didn't even know 12-year-old fart. Really. I never saw a 12-year-old anybody fighting at 12. Isn't that crazy? And now 12-year-olds are fighting. I remember when I turned 18 and I moved to L.A. and I was staying in South Center for a while. And I used to see those black girls coming home from school. You know, there are different homes around there. And they have fights that they started at school. And because they're walking home, they fought all the way to the person's house. Up and down the street. Oh, like, what the? I never seen a fight at 12 years old. I didn't even know you can fight at 12. Who fighting at 12 years old? It's becoming commonplace now. It's becoming commonplace. There's no love. You have been taught to be emotional. And especially men at one time were not emotional at all. But then you believe the woman, and the woman said you should be emotional. You should express your emotion. You are depressed or suppressed because you suppress your emotion. They lied to you, and you believe the woman, and now everybody emotional. And it's a mess. Because anyone that's emotional is of their father, the devil. They're of their father, the devil. And men knew that in the good old days. Oh, that guy's too emotional. What's wrong with her? It was abnormal for men to be emotional. Just think, I grew up at a time when men were not emotional. And now men are little girls now because the woman told them to be emotional. You need to express your emotion. It's too hard on a man living and not able to express his emotion. Every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer. And this idea of men becoming emotion came from the woman. She told him to do that. And now he worships the same devil she does. He cried. He's up and down emotionally because they told you to do it. And now your kids are fighting and these things are happening because there is no protection from evil. You became like your wife or your girlfriend or the mother to the child. It's not a joke, folks. Do what you want. But every time you listen to the woman, your mama or any woman, you will suffer. Now, if the woman comes to you and tell you that, watch out for an employee or something, employer, whatever, because the woman is closer to the ground, so she can detect evil because it's in her too. But of love, uh-uh. Except for those ladies who are starting to overcome. That woman that was crying, she's right. We were created to love one another, to be of love right here on earth, because anyone who is of love is in the kingdom already. That's why Christ said, keep my commandments, keep the commandments. Follow me, follow God, follow Christ, and love one another. Don't hate. And love means don't judge, don't be angry at, don't resent, and all that stuff. When all that is gone, you are of love. And it's not a feeling. God's love is a dispassionate love. Saint's love is a passionate love. 12 years old and fighting, and now she's dead, according to the story. And if you think that's bad, and it is, And it's going to get worse. And to the black people, your life is not going to get better. You can bank on this until you start blaming others for your misery. You got to do what everyone else has to do. Forgive your mother because your anger came from her. You became like her. You became like what you hate. And forgive your fathers. Every human being must do that. Now, if you don't want to do it, you let the devil tell you or your mind tell you, oh, my mother was good. My mother did all she could for me. She's the victim. My father left her. Then you're never going to be free. And if you think that's bad, and it is, WAFB is reported an eight-year-old boy was shot and killed Sunday shortly after playing basketball with friends in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Watch this from WAFB. Apparently, there's a little popping sounds in this video, so try to work around it.
There's one last player here on San Juan Drive today as 8-year-old Davian Nicholas was right behind me shooting hoops with his friends before investigators say he was struck by gunfire.
We just all gather around, you know, be friends, and we just shoot some hoops.
Kyle Pryor is trying to make sense out of a Sunday mired by violence. What was supposed to be a fun day of basketball with neighborhood friends turned tragic when Nicholas was shot and died at the hospital. He was playing basketball right here. Investigators say a shootout between two groups occurred, striking 8-year-old Davian Nicholas, a bystander on San Juan Drive.
When the gunshots rang, we thought the mom had got hit because she was in the grass, but it was actually the child. She was holding the child.
Pryor is still playing, trying to keep his head up, but he misses his friend.
I was just surprised because we were just playing basketball with him, and now it just happened.
Amazing, huh? Playing basketball, that's messed up now. You can't even do anything in this country anymore and be safe. And it's going to get worse because there's no real love. There's only hate. You have been told that anger is good. Anger is emotion. You need that. Another lie. And this is what you're getting. 24 hours after the shooting, four suspects were arrested, and the sheriff said the suspect chose to settle in an argument with gunfire. Watch this.
24 hours after the shooting, the East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office arrested four suspects. Jeremiah Scott, Jeremiah Walter, and Everett Chambers are all accused of first-degree murder. The fourth suspect, Hunter Callaghan, faces principal first-degree murder. Sheriff Sid Gotro issued the following statement on this tragedy, saying, quote, a group of young men chose to settle an argument with gunfire in a neighborhood where families live and children should be safe. Because of that reckless and violent decision, an innocent 8-year-old child, Davian Nicholas, lost his life.
We're used to just having fun all the time.
Fran Netter, Pryor's mother, plans on hugging her son extra tight tonight and reminding him a message she's told him 1,000 times.
Well, to have that conversation of being mindful regarding their surroundings, if something seems odd, something seems fishy, go to cover.
Neighbors, again, just emphasizing how tragic this moment was. One woman I talked with today saying that she'll never forget the moment of hearing Davian's mother scream as she held her son's body.
Amazing, huh? Do white people have anything to do with that? Blacks? You want to blame the whites for that one, too? You are responsible for you as adults. 888-77-53-773. It's a spiritual battle. It's not physical at all. And what is happening in you. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? from rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Okay, welcome back. What a mess, huh? Hell is right here on earth, inside of human beings. And the hell that's in them, if allowed to happen, they will bring it upon you. Isn't that amazing? Because there's no love in hell. Couple quick announcements. We have a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. This Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, at 11 a.m. I had a fun, interesting discussion with Pastor Miguel Martinez. He is the head pastor of the First Baptist Church of Norwalk and a member of the LA of the Los Angeles Southern Baptist Association. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
So you say you care about the people?
I love humanity. I love souls. They're precious in the sight of the Lord.
Every time the man listens to the woman, he suffers.
Men who worship women. Right. That is a problem.
Absolutely.
Because a woman can be an idol.
How do you deal with the hell in her when it comes out?
Preach to her. I disciple her.
You like Satan, go sit down.
I'm a Hispanic preacher, not a black preacher. I love this. Okay.
Really amazing discussion. I enjoyed it. You can support the Fallen State by becoming a member right there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And I do appreciate it. Like these videos. Like the videos. And the HAKE report is coming up at 9 a.m. Pacific time. 9 a.m. Pacific time, from 9 to 11. And after the Hake report, the American anchor baby giving back to his country. All love, all the time. Amazing, huh? Energy of love. And then after that, a brand new episode of Punchy TV, live at 2 p.m. Pacific time. PUNCHIE.TV, Punchy TV. Check it out. Amazing. Let me go to a first time. Oh, she's not first time. Let me go to Kaylee out of Florida. Let's see here. Kaylee, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Kaylee.
How are you?
All is well.
I want to preface by saying that when I called before a few weeks ago, you had mentioned or you had asked me if I needed you to come down here and change my smoke detector, and I changed it. So.
Right on. Finally. Congratulations.
Yeah, so thank you. So it's a huge feat. So I just had a question.
Okay.
I heard you mention earlier about if you listen to women that you'll suffer.
Yes.
Is that all women or certain women with toxic mindset?
All women.
Push that. Oh, okay.
All women. No matter color, rich or poor, black or white, Chinese, whatever. All women.
Okay. So by listening to them, do you mean taking their advice, or do you mean just listening to what they have to say?
Taking their advice, listening too long to their yapping on and on and on. But when you,
okay.
Especially when you take their advice, you will always regret that.
Okay. Now, is that just men, or does that count for young boys whose mother raises them?
First, I want to say that applies when women listen to other women, they suffer. When men listen to women, they suffer. When boys and girls listen to mama, they suffer. That's why the woman needs to be married to a man that is of what's right, and she will obey him, and then he will guide her in the way to raise the children.
Oh, okay, I see. Okay. All right, that was my only question that I had. I completely agree with you. I was just wondering specifics about your stance.
Are you working on yourself?
I am. I've been working on myself for probably a long time, about high school age.
You forgave your mother?
Forgive her?
Have you forgiven your mother?
For what?
For screwing you up.
Oh, how?
By making you angry and emotional, and you became like her.
Well, my mom passed away when I was 6, so...
Who raised
you? She didn't really raise me. My dad.
What was it like when she was gone? What was that like for you as a child?
When she was alive after she died?
When she expired, yeah.
Okay, so right after she died, my dad did take it really hard. And he listened to his family, and I don't blame him entirely. I do a little bit, but I don't hold that resentment anymore. So if regarding forgiveness, I have forgiven my father, but I am currently working on myself to not, what's the word I'm looking for?
What?
Regarding forgiveness, I have forgiven my dad for the way that he raised me. He started drinking really heavy, and he listened to his family regarding how he should raise me, and I really think that he should have just done it on his own because he was more than capable, but he fell away from God. So, because my mom was very Christian. My mom was Nazarene, and she would drag him to church from what I was told, and he just stopped doing that after she died.
Have you told your father you forgive him?
I have told him that, yes.
Oh, okay.
And several years ago.
When your mother expired, did you feel like it was God's fault or her fault or that she left you or anything?
I mean, when I was a kid, I started blaming God. And then when I was a very young kid, like 6, 7, 8,
yes.
I started blaming God because I did believe. I mean, I still do believe in God and I'm working on that relationship. But I know that he's real, and I've known that since a very young age. So I did blame him at first, and then I realized as I got older that I can't do that because everything happens for a reason. And then I got a little bit older than that, and I realized that I wasn't able to blame my dad anymore either.
So what do you mean everything happens for a reason?
Life, like God, I mean, there's some things that I don't believe that God allows to happen for a reason, because I don't think God allows anything to happen. Personally, I believe that since everyone has free will, that you can choose to follow in a good, godly way, or you can follow not in a good, godly way, which there's pretty much no silver lining there. It's either good or evil.
And what do you mean that everything happens for a reason?
Honestly, I couldn't tell you that. I think that's just my way of making sense of it.
But how does it make sense that everything happens for a reason?
Well, and to me, anything that happens in the world has a cause and effect. If it's big enough, at least. So I felt at the time that my mom's death didn't have a reason. And then as I got older again, I realized that I couldn't blame God. So I realized that it probably had a reason, and I've just kind of stuck with that.
So you are saying that everything happens for a reason, but you don't know what that means, or you don't have an example of everything happening for a reason. Can you give me an example?
I mean, I guess if my mom didn't die, I would be coddled in a Christian mindset, in a Christian family. And then now that she did die, I have to find that for myself. I have to build that relationship with God through grit and do it myself.
And are you using that as everything happened for a reason?
Probably.
Is that your example? Are you saying that your mother died? Are you saying your mother died, and as a result of your mother dying, expiring, you're no longer clothed in Christianity? Are you saying that?
No. I'm saying that because she died, I was not able to grow up with the full effect of a Christian household.
Are you happy about that?
Which is, no, I'm not.
Why
not? I was going to say, well, because I feel like it would be a lot easier, and I know that that's probably the easy way out, but it would be a lot easier, and I wouldn't have gone through a lot of things that I did go through. Some things, yes, their life, I would have gone through them, but I feel like some things I wouldn't have.
But I don't know how what you mean by that happened for a reason. What you don't know, everyone who born up in a Christian household is miserable. You have never met one person that's been born and raised in a Christian household and they have perfect peace.
I never thought about that.
Yep. You've never met one.
Yeah. Now that I'm thinking about it, I haven't.
And so what made you think, has your mother not inspired and you've been raised in a Christian household, that you would not have gone through what you have gone through? That's not true.
Well, thank you for bringing that to light for me, because I didn't go through that, so I just have always assumed that it would have been like that.
Assume. Never assume.
You're right. My dad used to tell me that.
No, you've never met one happy Christian.
I've met happy Christians. Oh. I've met a lot of people who grew up in
Christian households,
but yeah, well, why wouldn't they be happy?
I'm sorry?
Why wouldn't they be happy?
Because God is not involved in religion at all, and Christianity is a religion, and God has nothing to do with it at all.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So if you grow up in a Christian household, you lean into more of the religious aspect than the building of relationship with God aspect.
Right. If you're involved in any religion, you are separated from God.
Okay.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah, it is. I never thought about that.
So why don't you drop your anger?
Well, there are a lot of things. I've been working on my anger, but there's a lot of things that pull that out of me, and I have to, like, take a deep breath and do what I have to do to move past that. But I don't know.
How are you working on anger?
Well, me personally, if I get angry, depending on the situation, I'll take different steps. But my immediate response when I first start to feel that way is to not say or do anything. Just for like the first few seconds. And so I can think clearly. And then I proceed to deal with the situation however I need to.
You can't work on anger. You have to overcome anger.
Anger, so how do you do that?
Anger is evil. Anyone that has anger / resentment is evil. And you can't work on evil. You have to overcome evil. It has to be taken away from you completely. and the way you work on that, you got to have you forgiving God. You know now that God didn't take your mama, right?
Yes.
And then you forgive your father for the stupid stuff he did.
Yes.
So now, are you doing the silent prayer?
You did ask me that last week, and I've been working on that. I haven't opened your website with the link that you have to
it,
but
suffer.
Well, no, you're right. I figured, assume, I know I shouldn't, but I assumed that silent prayer could have just meant that I take a few moments during my day to pray silently. So I have been doing that a little bit.
You've been praying silently? Silently?
I mean, I assumed, again, I know I shouldn't assume, but I did assume that that's what that meant. So I didn't go into your link, but I have been trying to do that.
And when you
pray, but if you're saying that's the wrong way, I can try.
And when you pray silently, how you pray silently?
How do I pray silently?
Yes.
Well, I guess I either sit on my couch or on my bed or in my car or wherever I am at the time, because I don't usually get a lot of time during my day for quiet. So,
right.
But I take whatever time I can when there's silence, and I'll verbally talk out loud. I've heard, now again, I don't know if this is true, but I figured I'd give it a shot. I have heard that it's not about just talking in your head, that you have to have a conversation. And even though you feel like it's one-sided, the more that you do it, it won't be. So I've been trying that.
So you sit and pray out loud to God?
Yes, I do.
You're praying to the devil, and it's not working. It would never work.
Well, how do I pray to God?
By being still and letting the spirit of truth inside of you pray for you. You don't know what to pray for. You don't know what you want. You don't know what to ask for. And so you're praying to the devil, and the devil will give you a car, but the car break down.
Okay.
Or you have so many other problems. You do the silent. If you want to be free, Kaylee, it's up to you. Go and do the silent prayer. Be still and let the truth catch up with you, and everything will be done for you and through you.
So just sit in silence.
Well, go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent okay. prayer. It show you how to do it.
Okay. Okay, I'll try that.
Yeah. Do your little hoover to holler praying to Satan until you see which one works the best for you. But be still and know. So what?
Oh, I was going to say, obviously, the way I've been doing it hasn't been working.
And
so
it's not going to work.
Yeah.
The people who raised up in these religious homes, they're doing that too, and they're still miserable.
I see the correlation.
So do the silent prayer, be still, and the truth will catch up with you, and it will take over, and it will give you the life that's been already established for you. You will just live, and life will work.
Okay.
Let me know how it goes. Right. Do the prayer. Let me know how it goes.
I will. I'll wait another few weeks, and then I'll call back in. I'll tell you how it's been.
All right. I wish you well, all right?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye now. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Hungary and talk to Marcel out of Hungary, heard around the world. Marcel, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse and Peters. It's nice to talk to you again.
You too, Marcel. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm here.
Suddenly, it happened to me right in front of your face.
Are you here?
I'm waiting.
All right. Can I ask my question?
Yes, sir.
So, it's regarding my sort of loneliness, which I have since or for a very long time. And I tried everything. I tried to go to church to find these women there. I tried the internet way, but nothing seems to work.
So you're lonely and you're trying to get rid of it and nothing is working?
Yes, I always have the same trouble. I find the girl, I ask her out, she says yes, but then they closed me in a way.
Oh, loneliness is such a sad affair. And I can hardly wait just to be with you again. What can I do to have you come my way? Don't you remember? There is no such thing as loneliness. It's an illusion.
All right.
You believe in the thoughts about loneliness. Oh, nobody loves me. I love nobody. I'm all by myself. And you think that you're being lonely, and you're not. It's not true. If you stop thinking of loneliness, you'll be free from it. You, the real you, have never been lonely and can never be lonely. It's the ego, not you, that's lonely, pretending to be you. So stop believing in that, and you'll be fine.
So I phrase my question in another way. How do I find someone to be with?
You should never, ever, 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 as long as you walk this earth, look for anyone to make you feel anything. You're not going to find peace inside of another person. It only comes from God. And so you should only look for return to the Father, meaning return to love, return to God. And God will add everything unto you, and you'll be fine because you will already be free. And so if he does add a woman to your life, you already have love, so you won't need her love, and everything will work out for you. But if you look for anything, you're going to get it, and it's going to destroy you because you're trying to use it to make yourself feel better, and it doesn't work. Only look for the truth. Don't look for a person.
Can I have a question?
Are you doing the silent prayer?
No.
Why not?
I usually in a meditative state, and I try to do my thing in my everyday life, but maybe one day I will try. But
do the silent prayer so you can live from within instead of from without. Nobody is going to help you. No physical thing can help you overcome that feeling. It's just a thought. It's not even real.
Jesse.
Yes.
And I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever been in love?
Yes, many times. But it was fake. I thought it was real.
I was in hate,
and I was calling it love. There is no feeling in love. But do the silent prayer. I'll be back in a moment, folks. Hate news, not the
coffee.
Fake news.
I have my own coffee.
2 more hours to go.
Crunchy coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order.
Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
There's some serious mess going on in this here old world. Don't worry, though. Don't worry. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is 2 hours of Black Excellence, y'all. This has been the first hour of Black Excellence, and the second hour of Black Excellence is coming up. It's Wednesday, the 11th of March, AD 2026, and Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour, but we're going into the second, all right? Hang tight, callers, viewers, listeners, podcast people. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to your super chats as well. We do see them. We appreciate them. And more great stories. It is hate news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports for the first time researchers have been able to study how parts of the brain are lost to Alzheimer's disease. It sounds like old-timer's disease, but it's Alzheimer's disease in real time. The scientific breakthrough made possible by tissue samples from living donors. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, went inside. That's not what they call themselves, of course. I call them that. Went inside to the operating room as one young man, a young man with Alzheimer's. Anyway, he donated part of his brain. Nice. Iran strikes. They're ongoing, or at least they were. Iran said they launched their most intense and heaviest operation, quote-unquote, since the start of the war. Earlier today, they sent it. They launched it. Targeting Israel and Gulf nations, per state media. It comes as Israel launched another wave of strikes on targets in Tehran. That's the capital of Iran. Also striking a suburb of Beirut in Lebanon. I wonder what Trump thinks of that. Their military said late Tuesday. Meanwhile, oil and gas prices remained elevated as shipping has all but come to a halt in the Strait of Hormuz, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Pardon me if I'm butchering it. That's the narrow body of water. I think it's 30 miles wide, something like that, at the pinch point, the bottleneck, through below Iran, through which 20% of the world's oil travels. And we could change that percentage, but, you know, I heard that England has like the North Sea or something like that, and they have oil, but they don't do oil drilling or whatever because of climate propaganda, dummies, shout out. And also in California, they shut down a lot of drilling and stuff, so we could change that percentage, but no, that's what I imagine. But I'm no expert, obviously. I am an expert, not in that, though. Narrow body of water, blah, blah, blah. Sources told Commie Nonsense that Iran has begun laying mines in the waterway. And I did hear that we destroyed some ships. I say we, but Israel or America have destroyed some ships, or maybe somebody else, some Iranian ships that are for laying mines in the water. So I don't know, but watch out for mines in that waterway if you're over there in the Strait of Hormuz listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show or Hake News. On Tuesday, the U.S. military said they destroyed multiple Iranian naval ships, including 16, oh, there it is, mine-laying vessels near the strait. Whew. And meanwhile, in America, Georgia, the U.S. state of Georgia, the special election to replace former so-called Republican Representative Marjorie Greene. Marjorie, she calls herself Taylor Greene. In Georgia's 14th congressional district is not over yet. Republican Clay Fuller, F-U-L-L-E-R, snagged an endorsement from our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. He will face Democrat Sean Harris, S-H-A-W-N, Harris, in a runoff April 7th, Commie Nonsense projects. This race to succeed MTG, Marjorie Greene, a former ally turned, they call her critic, accuser, really, of Trump, has tested the power of the president's endorsement and his influence over the party, so they say. So there's a whole calendar of 2026 elections, by the way. But this one's happening in the runoff, I guess, April 7th. And TSA, Transportation Security Administration wait times, may not get better anytime soon as the partial government shutdown drags on, the Democrat shutdown of the Homeland Security whatever. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
got to stand up strong. Make the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of refilling the family. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Wednesday. And you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, how is it that a wife can make a husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around? How is that possible that a wife can make a husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around? Isn't that an amazing question? That's the darndest thing I ever seen, too. What the? We have every way to watch and support. You can watch and support the show. Listen on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't sit and watch the show, you got to go and do what you got to do. Because we heard around the world, so different time zones for different people. So you may have, you can podcast the show. But you still can run about and listen to the show on your phone, no matter what you're doing. Walking in the park or whatever, washing dishes, taking your kids to drop them off at a public school so they can, the children can destroy them and the teachers can destroy them. You can still listen to the show on your phone by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. And the first 2 hours of Wednesday, we take all call, but the first 2 hours, because we love the black, the blacks, it is black excellence. That was then, in the good old days, under the Jim Crow. And this is now,
this
without
is
the
black
Jim Crow.
Excellence.
What's wrong with the black?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Nobody can actually know.
There's no love in the blacks.
Everybody hates us.
No.
Not all, but most.
Right. So that's what's wrong with the blacks.
That's what's wrong with the blacks.
I love the black. What love got to do with it? Got to do. What a mess, huh? A spiritual battle. It's up to you to get off that train and live. Let me go to Park, a first-time caller out of Tennessee. Park, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Park.
How you doing?
All is well.
My man Jesse Lee, amazing.
Amazing.
I love all your stuff. I love all your catchphrases, man. I love them.
Amazing.
Me and my friends say them all day long.
Right on. Thank you.
No betas.
What the?
Oh, man, I love them. Yeah, I saw you're on one of my favorite shows, and I watched the whole thing, and it was great to actually see you talk in right more on. Of a different, you know, way.
Nice.
So, yeah, man. Sorry, I didn't even know you did a live stream every day. That's pretty cool.
Oh, I've been doing radio and TV for 36 years now.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Well, yeah, I just want to let you know that, I don't, agree with, anything you say, but I like you. I think you are, at heart, a good dude.
Right on. So you haven't forgiven your mother?
I don't know. What do you mean by that?
You say you don't agree with anything I say, but you just like me for what my personality is.
Yeah.
But have you
forgiven? I know you're a person, but I know you're not a bad person. I can tell, even though you do promote a lot of bad propaganda, in my opinion. But, I don't think you're a bad person. I think you just believe what you believe.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Forgiven her for what?
For anything.
I mean, I guess. No. I mean, I don't know what you mean by that.
Have you forgiven?
She's been mean to me one time, and she said sorry, and I said I forgive her, if that's what you mean.
Have you gone to your mother and forgiven her?
I don't know what to forgive her of. I don't know what you mean by that question. I've already answered it.
So, was she perfect when she raised you?
What do you mean by perfect?
Was she perfect?
In what way?
In any way.
I mean, I don't believe in that concept of perfect, so yes.
Was she perfect or not?
I don't know what that means. I don't know what the word perfect means in a human context. I mean, do you mean, was she really mean to me? No.
Was she perfect?
Still, again, I don't know what you mean by that.
Oh, all right. I appreciate your call, though, Park. Thank you, man.
Thank you. You have a good one, brother.
You too, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Norway and talk to William out of Norway. Thank you, Park. I appreciate it, man. William, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, William.
Hi, I was thinking about the last call we had, and you talk about being a doormat, right?
Yes.
And what I got from that is giving up, right?
Like giving up?
Do you mean like giving up, the resistance you have inside to the people in the world?
Repeat that, William.
When you mean what you mean about being a doormat, it's like, do you mean like giving up the resistance you have inside to people and the world?
Yes. Whenever you have thought and ego pain, emotional pain, all that, let mm-hmm. that happen. Do nothing about it. Don't get mad at someone if they make you feel a certain way. And just take it and do nothing about it. And you'll see that it was not you. Nothing was happening to you. It was only happening to the false you, the not you, the ego you. And that's what you want to die from, overcome, if you want to be free.
But I found it very hard to, give up, because I think the resistance I have is, it was keeping me sane.
Keeping you sane?
Yes, because I feel like if I give up, I'd be if I give up to lust, or if I give up to, if I do everything I feel like I'd be a crazy man,
No, you're already crazy. Anyone that has ego is crazy. Anyone that believes thoughts and emotions are crazy. And I'm not telling you to give in to those things. I'm telling you not to fight against them. Don't call them you, so you can overcome them.
But let's say if I'm give up the resistance to drink, don't I become a drunk or an alcoholic?
If you don't drink and don't call it you, you cannot become an alcoholic. When that thought comes, hey, that says, "Oh, you need a drink." It says, "I need a drink," and because you're feeling something like bored, or angry, or lonely, or whatever, and now you have some type of conflict going on inside of you, that thought comes that, "Well, you need a drink," and instead of taking a drink, don't take it. Take the pain, and you will overcome the misuse of the drink.
But that's what I mean. Because right now I have the resistance, right? Like, I resist the thoughts. But if I give up and I just give in to the thoughts, then I will be a drunk, right? So I don't understand what you mean by giving up or being a doormat.
Well, you're not listening. All you're doing is coming up with another question.
Yeah.
So why have a conversation when you're not listening?
I am listening.
You sound like a Bible thumper. You just have another verse.
No, I'm not a Bible thumper.
I know, but you in your head like a Bible thumper. All you're doing is coming up with questions from the thoughts. And so you're not quiet and you're not understanding anything because you're in your head thinking about the next question.
You are 100% right. I apologize. But, yeah. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
No, you're right. Every time I call, I was thinking about this also. Like, I'm always waiting for the next question.
Yeah, all you're doing is just, and you think those questions are coming from you, you're still listening to the evil spirit of the thought. And that's why you can't hear. You're constantly listening to those questions that are coming from evil.
Yeah.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yeah, I've been doing it consistently now this year, and I think I understand what you're talking about, but I feel, like you said, I'm thinking and thinking too much.
Yep. But all I'm suggesting that you do, if you want to be free, if you want to die from the false self, is that when you feel anger or loneliness or sadness or any type of emotion or the desire to drink or do anything, or somebody saying things to you to try to hurt your feelings and all that, feel that, let that happen, and don't call it you, and go through that so you could die from that. All those false identities, they're not you. And so when those things happen, it's not happening to you. It's happening to this person you think is you, and it's not.
Oh yeah, it's like I created this image of myself, right?
Yes.
And that image is like he's living for me, and he's ruining my life. But at the same time, I cannot imagine myself without that guy. You understand?
I do understand that because you believe that is you, and you've been believing that all your life. And so is now, if I give that up, who will I be? If I don't overreact, or if I'm not feeling this or feeling that, or if I overcome, who will I be? And you're never going to know who you will be until you give up the false self. And this false self doesn't even exist. It's just a thought. The thought tells you that there's a you. Oh, they hurt my feelings. I am lonely. I need this. I need that. It's just a thought. It's not even real. It's just a thought that makes you think that is real, and it's not. That's why you got to give up thinking. When you can stop thinking, you can be free.
I was thinking yesterday, the thing you are talking about is like psychological suicide, right? Something like this.
No, I don't know anything about that. I'm just telling you that you got to stop thinking so you can live. People who are into thinking are dying, and they call it life, but it's not. It's death. That's why intellectual people would never know God, because they already think they know God, because they're intellectual people. whether it's secular intellect or Bible intellect. They just
can you explain the secular? For the, I'm not a Bible, but I think I'm a little bit intellectual.
That think because they may have some type of what they call a degree or something, they think they're smart, think that they may be a psychiatrist, psychologist, or therapist, or whatever they want to call themselves. They think they know, but they really don't. They're lost, and that's why they give out bad advice, because they're lost, and they have no common sense at all.
No, I don't have degree, but I'm black, and I'm not smart, but I think I know sometimes. Yeah, I think I know. It's like, you know, I understand everything you say in the mind, but like...
But you can't understand what I say in the mind. The mind cannot conceive the truth. The mind, thought, hate the truth, and it cannot understand the truth at all. You cannot understand the truth with the mind. You got to stop thinking, and the truth will reveal itself to you. It will make sense.
Yeah. It's like I know the house is on fire, but I don't see it. Sometimes I smell a little bit of, the burning, but I don't actually see the house on fire. I have no idea of my house being on fire.
Well, what you do is, if you can keep your mind, if you can know where you are and what you're doing at all times, keep your mind with your body instead of being one place but your mind is somewhere else, thinking about something else. If you can keep the mind with the body, then you will see that your house is on fire and the fire be put out. But you're not keeping your mind with your body.
What do you mean by the body? Like, I'm...
Let's say you're at home having dinner, but your mind is at work, or your mind is thinking about something that happened earlier that day, or your mind is thinking about tomorrow, or this or that. You got to bring your mind back to your body and be aware of what you're doing at all the time. Reaching for the salt across the table, reaching for your food instead of being thinking about something else.
Yeah, I have heard you say that, and I try it, but it's like when I eat, it's crazy because you're 100% right. I'm always in the future or in the past.
And the Spirit of Truth says that when you eat to remember, meaning be aware of yourself eating instead of thinking about the next meal or something else. When you drink in remembrance. And then when you're doing that, you're going to have a different type of relationship with the food. You won't eat to forget. You won't eat to get rid of a misery, that loneliness, some type of emotional pain. But you go unconscious when you're eating, so you're eating to feel better, not to just nourish the body.
Okay.
So I got to run, but give that a good try. Bring your mind back to what you're doing. Always be aware of what you're doing. Let me know how that goes.
Okay, thank you.
And listen, so if the thoughts go away 100,000 times a day, bring them back to where you are. Just keep coming back to present. You'll be fine.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, William. 888-7753-773. Super chats. Amazing.
Morning.
Good morning.
Kevin S. on Cash App.
Kevin S.
Tithe on your tips.
Thank you, Kevin. Amazing. I appreciate it.
Andre bought a coffee with no message, I do believe.
Thank you, Andre.
Ryan I. on Cash App for church. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan I. I appreciate your support.
Tony from New Zealand, 3 coffees. Staying with it, thanks to you, Jesse.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. I'm telling you, you shall be free if you endure to the end. You will be free. But you got to stay with it. Stay with it. And thank you for your support.
Very nice. Mark Lures, thank you. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you, Mark Lures. Amazing.
Anthony L. with a cool sunglasses sticker.
Thank you, Anthony L. Amazing.
Judy the Ladybug, 111 gold pills, says in answer to the biblical question.
Why is it, how is it that a wife can make a husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around?
We need a new mattress. The couch is more comfortable, and he snores something terrible. That is how.
Amazing. Interesting. Thank you. I put my two cents in on Sunday.
And Heidi answering the biblical question. Heidi 5944.
How is it that a wife can make a husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around?
And she spells it question. Biblical question. Sexism, she says.
What?
Sexism. No isms,
oh,
she says.
Thank you. Amazing. Appreciate that, Heidi.
Our Black Pearl, thank you always, Jesse. Heart.
Thank you, Black Pearl. What the?
Nikki 313, I advised my sister to stop judging my father, but she became angry and took it out on others. If someone is harming themselves in their judgment, is it right to offer a mirror so they may see themselves, or better, to stay silent?
Stay silent and let them suffer unless they ask. But let them suffer. What you don't realize, or maybe you do, but what you might not realize is that human beings love their suffering. They love being angry. They love being vicious and nasty. They love the thrill of all of their messed up lives. So leave them in their hell. Don't judge them because they're asleep and cannot see. They don't know what they're doing. Forgive them. But you can't bring them out because they love their thrill. And if you try to bring them out, they'll turn on you. So leave her in a hell. Just don't judge her.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And over on pill.net, Pastor Shadalite, 222. Come on, Coon. Oh, Lord, we Coonin. Black excellence.
Black excellence. Thank you.
And Pastor Chatelet on Rumble, he raided the stream.
You got to know how to rumble.
Very cool.
Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe I could be mistaken. Let me just double check. Oh, Eric says, if your mama was a God-fearing Christian lady, how did she marry an alcoholic?
Because a God-fearing Christian lady is an evil lady. There's no love and no God involved in that. And you can bank on that. She married what she hate and what she is. What the? Thank you.
Renee bought a coffee. Jesse, I wanted to ask.
Ask.
Is this week's biblical question regular or a doozy?
It's a doozy. It's a como telly voo. It's amazing. Thank you.
Jesse W., thanks for spreading the truth, Jesse. What the?
Thank you, Jesse, for helping us to spread the truth. Thank you. Amazing. What the?
And shout out to the Rumble supporters, the monthly supporters on the Rumble crew. Thank y'all. Very kind.
Thank you. Amazing. Rumble.
As well as the DLive supporters. And thank you, guys. That's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you, DLive. Amazing. Let me go back to the busy phones here. Let's go to, is it Ronnie? Ronnie out of Florida. Ronnie, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Ronnie.
How's everything?
All is well.
Amazing. All right.
Amazing. What?
I wanted to start off, I wanted to start off with the Black Excellence, and I had a comment on it.
Okay.
I was born in Cuba, and I came here when I was 9 years old. And in Cuba, I have family members that are blacker than crows. So, and I never heard any of them mention color throughout my whole life there. I only got to know racism and all that when I came to the States.
Yeah.
And it's surprising on how, you know, I never heard anything from them growing up blaming color or blaming whites. I just saw people as people.
Yeah, that's how it was when I was growing up in Alabama under the Jim Crow law. And the colors on the side, whites on the side. I never heard black people blame anyone for anything. They were independent. They worked hard. They did it for themselves. they treated people the way they like to be treated. It was only until the civil rights movement started, that so-called civil rights movement, what was civil wrong, but they're the one that taught black that racism exists and all that kind of stuff. And the blacks just believed a lie, and now they're paying the price for the lie.
Yep, and not all.
That's right, not all, but most.
Yep, and another thing I wanted to ask.
Ask!
I was going to ask if does the Holy Spirit show up as common sense?
Yes.
Yes.
100%.
I figured because an example I'm going to give you is that my dad showed up to my sister's house a couple months ago demanding money from her and her husband. And then she called me to go to her house. I didn't know what was going on or anything. She just called me to show up. I showed up and they explained to me the situation. And I just told them, oh, are you going to give them the money? And then they said, no. Then I was just like, oh, then just call the cops and they'll remove them from your property. And then as soon as I mentioned cops, my mom started screaming, oh, how dare you? That's your father. All this and that. And I just saw that as common sense. You know, you call the cops,
right.
They'll remove them from your property, and that's it.
Did you tell your mother to shut up?
Oh, yeah. I told them, oh, then why call me when I'm going to give you the straight answer? And then I just left. I left them in their fighting hell.
Yeah, absolutely.
And another thing that I realized that same day, when I was driving away, I saw my dad walking away because they ended up giving him the money and then he started walking away. And then when I was watching him walking away, my body and then my head, I just started getting thoughts about how, oh, you're such a bad son, pull over and pick him up, all this and that. And I did nothing about it.
Right on.
And then my body, I just felt like shaking in my body. I wasn't actually shaking, but it was feeling like it. And then in my head, I was kind of like just trying to force a tear out of my eye. But I just said out loud, what am I doing? This is not me.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen my dad since. It's been I don't even know how long, a couple months, and I don't feel anything about it.
Right on.
I wish him well.
Yeah.
And it's amazing on how we can live free and not worry about anything.
Yep.
You know?
And that shaking that you felt when you didn't pick him up, that was the spirit of evil. It wasn't you shaking, and that was the spirit of evil in you that was shaking because it was reacting to you not reacting. Had you picked your father up, you would have given life to evil. But the fact that you resisted, it shook because it is, by you not giving into it, it got to leave your body. It's being taken away from you. So that was not you shaking. I know what you mean about you felt it in your body, but it was not you at all.
Yeah, and I realized that at the moment. I caught it.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's been amazing. My life has changed forever.
Well, stay with it, endure all the way, and you will get to the point where thoughts and emotion will be taken away from you, and you will live life right here on earth with perfect peace.
Yes, sir. That's all I wanted to share for today.
Right
on. It's for people to stop identifying with their body and realize that it's not them. It's not their color. It's not their thoughts.
Yeah.
Yep.
Amazing.
That's all.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Amazing. Stay with it. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, straight to the calls and more of your Super Chats. 888-77-JESSE. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Welcome back, 888-77-JESSE. I do personal shout-outs for you. Birthday, wedding, anniversary, congratulations, encouragement. Whatever the shout-out is, I will do it for you. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. And check out our merch, amazing merch. Coffee, mugs, and hats, and books, and the amazing Tom Amy shirt, amazing, and Tom and Like a Mug, amazing, and my books are amazing, From Rage to Responsibility, the first book that I wrote there, and then Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America, very interesting book. And then the little small 7 guaranteed steps to spiritual, family, and financial success. A little guide you can put in your pocket, you carry it around with you. If you do those 7 steps, you cannot go wrong. If you don't, you're on your own. And then the antidote, kind of bring it all in for you. Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. The antidote. And I will sign the books if you like, but make sure you indicate who you want it to yourself or whomever you want me to name in the book. Because some people forget, and then they want it signed, but they didn't say it. So go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-BOND, or jesseleepeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. All right? And don't forget to like the videos. Let me go to George out of North Carolina. George, you are on the air. George?
Jesse.
Hey, George.
Hey, how's it going?
All is well.
Good, good. I'm almost calling just to get some relationship advice. Currently married, and
you say you're currently married?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
Hey,
George, stay close to your phone there.
Yes, can you hear me? Is this better?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, my wife had actually called you a few months back when our daughter passed, and it just seems life is getting worse. Our communication just. We just have a breakdown in communication, and I'm just trying to figure out where I go wrong in our communication, if you could help me with that.
Okay. Give me an example of what happens.
Okay. So yesterday, she had a doctor's appointment. Because we're pregnant again. Well, she's pregnant, sorry.
I'm about to say, and... are you pregnant too? What's up?
I look like I'm pregnant.
What? No.
But, Yeah, so she had a doctor's appointment, and based on how the last healthcare system, just the experience we had, it was just subpar at best. I wanted to go to a new healthcare system. So she starts expressing how the current healthcare system that she had, she didn't have any issues with the prenatal care. And I'm just trying to ask questions like, so would you like to stay here or go somewhere else? And just start arguing about the past.
She started arguing?
We did. I won't say it was just her.
But for, it just did she seemed, start the argument?
It didn't start off as an argument. I don't know how
Did she start the argument? At whatever point it started, did she start the argument or you started it?
Well, she did, definitely.
And what did you do when she started arguing?
Argued back.
Why?
In my mind, I'm trying to get clarity to diffuse the argument. So,
but you can't diffuse an argument by arguing. You have to stop arguing and let the person argue about themselves. Otherwise, just two devils arguing, trying to win.
And I see that.
So why don't you stop doing that? Let her argue by herself. You don't have to argue with her.
I don't know how. That's how I've been raised. That's all I see.
Right, but you gotta allow yourself to be taught the right way with the spirit of truth, because you have been taught wrong. You have been lied to. You've had nothing but bad examples all your life, and you're repeating what has been done to you. But you have not one reason to argue with her or anyone about anything. Let's say that you want to do a better insurance. She doesn't want to. Leave her with the insurance she has, and you get the right one for you. You don't let her stay in her misery.
And then that's where we get into more back and forth, because the circumstance will come up. Well, you don't want to be a part of my life and this and that. And I'm like, see how emotional you get when I even ask questions about certain things.
But Joy, but when she's I allow doing that you to control you. The devil uses emotion to control people, and women are good at controlling people with emotion, because the woman's spirit is that of evil, and it needs a thrill of controlling somebody, making them do what they want them to do, and that's what's happening right now. You're allowing evil to control you.
I can see that. I see that. And sometimes I think I'm crazy because I see that.
No, you're sane because you see it. You're crazy if you don't see it. And then you're even crazier when you go along with the devil.
Go along with it.
Yeah. The human beings are evil, and especially women, and they love the thrill of emotions. And that's why they try to make everybody else emotional, and so that because they love that thrill, and they know how to manipulate and control people with emotions.
And
you
then
don't
when I
love
say,
me. You don't care.
Literally. Yes.
But stop responding to the devil. Let her think what she wants, and let her be in her hell, and you go on with your life. You don't owe anyone any responsibility. You don't have any responsibility to prove anything to anyone for any reason.
And I tell people that, and I think I realize, like, nobody has ever told me that.
Say what now?
I was saying, I agree. And it's just nobody ever told me that. But I see it. It just, when I hear something that's true, I register it better.
And that's because the truth is in you, and the truth is trying to draw you back to him and bring you out of the darkness of your thoughts and emotions. And so you should listen to that truth and follow that instead of following thought and emotion. All thoughts and all emotions are evil.
So would it be wrong if I were to leave her?
No. It would be wrong if you stay there and fight with her. Because all your life would just be two devils fighting, and then you would die and she'd still be alive and find another man to fight and kill spiritually.
What is it in me that believes that if I leave, it's wrong?
You've been taught that.
Yeah.
You're married. You're supposed to never divorce. God is not for divorce. They lie to you, but what they don't tell you that you married your mama. You married the devil. And now two devils are fighting. That marriage is not from God. It's from evil. And that's why it's not working. If God put you together with her or she with you, there would be no fighting. There would be no effort. You would just live, and the marriage will work on its own without you trying to make it work. No one is supposed to try to make any relationship work. Either it works naturally on its own, or it doesn't. Because if it's not from God, it's not going to work, and you're never going to make it work either. You're only going to make it worse.
And that's where I see where I'm completely wrong, because I try to force her to see what I see, even though she folds on to what she sees.
You can't make the devil see. The devil has to want to see. Yeah. And the devil does not want to see.
So should I get a divorce?
Do you want to stay with her or you want to leave?
I don't know how to answer that outside of my emotions. Like, I will say when we are not in the emotions, times are great.
But you're always in the emotion, because that false happiness that you feel when you're not angry is still anger. That's why any little thing can come and tick you off, and now the happy emotion has turned to hatred, because it was always hate. It was just an imposter posing as happiness. But anyone that is happy is evil. That's why they're up and down. You're happy until someone comes along and says something to you that makes you mad, or your wife says something that makes you mad. So that happiness is not even real. It's an illusion as well. True happiness has no emotions at all. And it's not based on anything or anyone.
I see that. And I recall even getting into this relationship, I saw something, and I was like, hey, I don't think this is going to work at all. Because we are too broken to try to come together and make something whole. And I think about that at times.
And why did you saw that you should not marry her? Why did you do it anyway?
I don't know. My feelings.
Evil.
Yeah. Dang, Jesse. She's having my child, and I'm...
She's having my baby. And it's going to get worse when she has a child, because now Eva going to say, oh, you can't leave her. What about the baby? Is she going to use that baby? If she's not working on herself, I don't know who she is, but if she's not working on herself, she's going to use your child against you, too, to control you.
Yeah, when our daughter died last November, I felt like I was against everybody, her and the physicians included, because I was trying to get them to address issues that I was noticing. And everybody else is saying, oh, it's normal, it's fine, this, this, and that. And when I wanted to go take her to a different provider, she's like, oh, well, we've been here before, it's comfortable, like, we know. And I'm like, no, I think she won't make it out if we take her back to this place. And it's like, I just feel constantly at war.
Your baby died at childbirth?
Not at childbirth, 2 months after.
Oh, okay. Why are you married to a woman that is not and will not obey you, according to you? Why are you married to a woman like that?
Because that's all I know.
And what's the purpose of staying with a woman like that?
Because I love the hell.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
You love your misery.
Yeah, it's like feeling is better than not feeling. I see that. I would rather feel miserable than to be alone and work on myself.
That's amazing. The thrill of emotions. Well, you're never going to be happy as long as you live that way, man. You got to work on yourself and overcome those things if you want perfect peace.
Yes, sir.
Because if you don't, and I don't know if she's working on herself or not, but it's only going to get worse. You haven't seen hell yet. And if she's done all the things you just said, she's proven to you she's never going to listen to you. You're just going to get into more hell.
And I feel that way. It's like I have to literally prove to her that what I am informing her of is correct. And it's not until she hears it from another party or something that she'll be like, she don't even come back to me and say, oh, well, you were right about that. She will just go with what someone else said. And I'm like, I just don't understand why you think I would be advising you of something that would be against your best interests.
She hates you as much as you hate her. So she's not going to listen. Based on what you've said, she's not going to listen to you.
Yeah.
Because she hates you, and she loves controlling you. But she hates controlling you, but she loves controlling you. So you're being used for thrills. You're using her for thrills, and she's using you for thrills, and you call that love. You saw that you shouldn't marry her before you even married her, and you married her anyway. So you're getting what you deserve. That's what you want.
You're right. Thank you for that.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes.
You told her?
Yes.
And what did you say to her?
Long story short is that I can truly see now that she did the best she could with the information she had, because she wasn't taught well. She didn't even know who her father was.
Did you tell her that?
Yeah.
And what did she say?
Several times, actually.
You told her several times?
Yeah, because, well, twice. One time I apologized and I didn't feel it was adequate, so I did it again.
And did you feel adequate then?
Yeah, because the first time I was like asking her to forgive me.
Oh, no, and no, then, no, no, no.
Right, right.
And now are you able to tell her how the cow ate the cabbage when you need to?
I mean, if I need to, yeah. We don't really have a relationship, so.
Nice.
tries to, because I have another child, and she will try to spend time with my son and use that and send me photos and stuff to get me to respond or whatever, whatever. And it's like, but if you're spending time with my child, why don't you ever call me so he get to know me?
This is about another woman?
Yes, yes.
So why don't you tell your mother to stay away from your child? Because your mother's evil for doing that. She, too, is trying to control you.
I'm in a different state, and long story short, like, me and my first child's mother, we just really didn't agree. And this was, like, probably, I've been listening to you for probably 8 years at least, and I remember one episode where you said, why are you splitting the baby in half? And I realized I was doing that, and I left.
Nice.
And I tried to still be in his life, and he said he didn't want anything to do with me because of how I treated his mother.
Yeah. How old is he?
He's 16 now.
Oh, okay. So I recommend do what you want, but I recommend the next time your mother, you, it sounds like you're already doing this, but next time she tried to use your son to control you, don't even respond to her at all. Don't respond at all. And just continue to work on yourself, overcoming evil. But don't judge your mother, don't judge your wife, don't judge your baby mama, or whatever you call it, because they are blind. They cannot see. And when you don't resent them, don't be angry at them, you have love. Because, not that you agree with them, it's just that you don't hate them, and that's what love is. So don't be angry at them. They're lost. They can't see. But you work on you and give them the finger.
Yes, sir.
Meaning let them go. Don't. You can't. Every woman you get, you can't make them do what they, the right thing. They have to want to do it and do it on their own. Every woman you get involved with is your mama, and that's why you can't make it work, because you're marrying your mama. And so don't look for another wife, don't look for another anything but the truth. You really got to, if you want to be free, George, you got to really keep your eyes on you so you can overcome evil.
Yes, sir.
And you have to be serious about it. Meaning, don't be tripping out, don't worry, but you got to really realize what you're looking for is already inside of you. It's not inside another human being, because you're setting yourself up, and these women are just playing you. They don't care about you. They're using you for a thrill.
I see that. Thank you for that.
Work on yourself, man, and start living your own life. All right?
Yes, sir, I will. Thank you.
Let me know how it goes.
Will do.
All right. I got to take a break. One more hour to go. Hate news coming, not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that, because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering, because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
all kinds of mess going on in this here old world. Black ladies who use hair extensions and white ladies who use black lady hair extensions, watch out. They say that there's lead and other carcinogens, stuff that potentially causes cancer, in those products or whatever. What a mess, huh? No wonder black people, black ladies get more cancer per capita, I heard. Well, that's not the only reason, but a possible watch out thing. And there's these AI chat bots are not discouraging people who are looking to get some good advice, quote unquote, on how to do some violent act. What a mess. And there's a big drama about that. There was a shooting at a U.S. consulate in Toronto, Canada, or something like that. Crazy. And this is the end of hour two. It's been 2 hours of black excellence. Not every caller has been black, but, you know, we can all relate to one another, right? We are all human, after all, supposedly, or whatever we are. We'll get to more of your super chats, y'all. Thank you kindly. We do see them coming in. Shout out. And we'll also get to more great stories and more of your calls. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news, young or old, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in this third hour, which is manhood hour coming up. And yes, we do take women's calls. Some of you guys think that we only take women's calls. No, we take men's calls and women's calls for manhood hour. Very cool. So that's coming up, y'all. And after that, the Hake Report, then American Anchor Baby, and then an hour off, and then Punchy TV, P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV. A very special episode. Hope you tune in and enjoy. Punchy TV on YouTube. Very cool. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reporting about those TSA, Transportation Security Administration, security lines. They may not be getting better. Some people waited for like 3 hours in the security line, I think I heard, at one place, one time. Workers at TSA about to miss a paycheck just as the spring break travel heats up. In an effort to alleviate wait times, the Trump administration said that they are restoring the Fast Track international travel program called Global Entry, with a capital G, capital E, today. And AI chat bots are not only failing to prevent potential harm, they're actively assisting users by providing information that could be used in preparing violent attacks. So says a CNN Commie Nonsense Network investigation they've found. While AI chatbot companies promise safeguards for younger users, particularly those in a so-called mental hype crisis or openly discussing violence, tests conducted by Commie Nonsense Network and the Center for Countering Digital Hate, dumb, sounds like a dumb, evil group, found those protections routinely failed to detect obvious warning signs. Supposedly, former safety leads at AI companies have warned that a desire to develop products quickly has been prioritized over safety testing. What a mess, huh? Safety. Anyway, U.S. consulate shooting. Police in Toronto are investigating a national security incident, quote unquote, after shots were fired at the U.S. consulate there. Is in Canada, I think, Tuesday, leaving damage to the building, but no injuries. Witness evidence shows that two male suspects fired what appears to be a handgun at the front of the consulate before fleeing by car. American embassies and consulates have increased security all over the world amid that war with Iran, with the State Department recalling employees from several, or at least a few, countries. Some boring fake space mess. Last month, I don't know if it's fake, but this thing may be fake, but I'm not sure. Trump vowed to release government files on aliens and UFOs, unidentified flying objects, but nothing has so far surfaced, underscoring how complicated such disclosures can be. Have you noticed that you only breathe out of one nostril or the other at a time sometimes? That's normal. Don't worry. Nice. And watch out, black ladies. You know, your hair extensions could cause cancer. I don't know. I'm James Hake, JLP, Manhood Hour.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, how is it that a wife can make her husband sleep on the couch instead of the other way around? How is that? A wife or girlfriend or living can make her husband, a boyfriend or fiance or whatever, sleep on the couch instead of the other way around? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just got a podcast to show, you can and listen later, but you still can be listening on your phone as you're doing what you're doing by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Life at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate, have your comments read out loud, go to buymeorcoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeorcoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday, the third hour of the show on Wednesday. And every third hour of the show is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Families tonight still reeling after a child shot and killed. 8-year-old boy playing basketball in his own neighborhood.
I was just surprised because we were just playing basketball with him, and now
24 hours after the shooting, the East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office arrested 4 suspects.
Uncle Jesse used to leave us chores to do.
I lay rigging him to get up and get it, but
so did. Feed the cow, feed the pig, and get the eggs out there, hen there for grandma. You know, you better get out and do all that you're supposed to do now before you screw and slip off from the house.
That's right.
In order for us to get out and play, I had to help him do them chores. If he had 10 rows of corn to hoe, then we got them 10 rows of corn to hoe, then we could go play basketball.
I rest my case. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Responsibility. Responsibility starts when you're very young. And when you can be responsible in the physical sense, taking care of yourself, spiritually, you got to be responsible for your own spiritual life as well. And you got to work on that spiritual life in the same way you worked on the physical life. But if you're not taught to be responsible at any point, you're going to be lazy spiritually. You just sit back and read the Bible and do nothing and stay in your misery. That's for men and women. You got to be responsible. And you, and only you, are responsible for your own spiritual life. And you are responsible. So it's up to you. There's an order to life. And nothing else is going to work but that order. You can bank on it. And when you come to order, your whole life will come to order. When you come to that spiritual order, your whole life will naturally fall in line. This is for men and women. It's a spiritual thing. And that order is, if you want to enter into perfect peace, the kingdom within, because everything you're looking for is already there. It's not outside of you at all. It's all on the inside. But you got to look within, right? And there's, if you want to enter into the kingdom of heaven within, live from there on earth, and then when you drop your body, you're already there, you got to do this. Number one, you got to love God, love truth with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nobody else or nothing else. Pick up your ego, which is your cross, and follow Christ, and then love your neighbor as yourself. You cannot be angry at anyone for any reason, because if you are, you have no love. And you will never enter into the kingdom, because the way you treat the least of them, you're treating God and his son the same way. What the? And so quick, before I get back to the phone, here's what it takes to enter and live in the kingdom. For men and women, watch this if you should do this. Listen closely.
If, by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to, broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings, and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Amazing. That is so true. It makes you want to slap your mama. It's so good. And it's so true. And that's for men and women, if you can do that. This is why Donald Trump is winning. Donald Trump is not losing. Everything he touches, turn to gold. And the world don't understand that. And people turn on him. They say all kind of things about him. He understands. He understands it. And he's not moved by it at all because he understands it. And so will you. If you put your eyes on you and live from within, this I promise. That's what every human being on the planet is in you. It's not in a book. It's in you. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first time call out of Florida, Alex. Alex, you are on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Jesse? Can you hear me?
All is well, Alex.
I just want to say first off that I've been watching your show for a long time and you've helped me through a lot, and I want to thank you for that. I just got a little bit of question problems that I'm going through, and I was hoping you could give me some good advice.
Okay.
So about 6 months ago, I met this girl, and I met her through my job, and we started dating, and everything was good. I moved her down from New York, and she's been living with me for about almost 3 months now. And out of nowhere, she's trying to tell me that she's got old feelings from a past relationship that are coming up. And I really care about this person and I want him in my life. But at the same time, I know the type of person I am. Everything's telling me to run away. But for some reason, I want to stay. So I'm just hoping you could give me some advice on that.
Why would you want to stay with someone that don't want you?
I guess because I've became so emotionally involved with him, and I feel like I don't want to lose him, I guess.
But you've already lost, because now they're going to hate you for your weakness, and they're going to use you and destroy you, because they have made it clear they don't want to be with you. They want to be with someone else, and you all emotional for the thrill of it.
Well, that's the thing. They didn't tell me they wanted to be with somebody else, because they're not with that person. It's just a past relationship that they had, because her and I jumped into a relationship directly after they broke up. We moved really fast. I even moved her into my house. I paid for all the bills.
Wow.
I did everything for her. I mean, I went above and beyond. She didn't even have to work the whole time. I mean, and it's not that she's leaving me for another person or anything like that. Sorry, I'm a little out of breath. I'm just walking out of the gym.
Oh, okay. But she already left you. She's thinking of him in her mind. And the sin is not in the act. It's in the mind. And so even though she's physically with you because she's using you, she still think of him.
I agree.
So why don't you dump her and start working on yourself?
We already did break up.
She gone?
I told her that I think it's best if she goes and lives with her mom. She said the same thing. So she's out now. She's back because she's got family that lives down here in Florida too. That's another reason why she moved down here. So we both made the decision that it's probably best if she just gets her head right. She goes and stays with her for a while. And basically what we're doing is, you know, we still hang out. We're dating, but we're not going out like that anymore.
Why are you still dating the devil?
That's a good question.
And the answer is?
Foolish needs, I guess.
You love the thrill of her hurting you, huh?
Tell you the truth, I can't stand that more than anything.
The thing that irritates
me the most is that I can't stand that I do that to myself. Because I know that I'm not the type of person that ever stays in a situation like this. And I know that she's got a lot of background trauma. She lost her father at a young age, so she's got a lot of growing up to do herself in the same sense.
So if you can't stand that, why are you still dating and putting up with her?
I guess because I'm in love with her.
But what is that feeling?
Well, it used to be good. Now it's just starting to feel horrible.
And so that was never love. It was always hate. That's why it posed itself, pretend to be love, but it was never love. It was always hate.
So you basically think I just need to stop trusting her, period, and just move on with my life?
You need to be done with her. Don't even speaking to her. But just don't be angry at her. It's not her fault that you're weak, and it's not her fault that she screwed up. I mean, it's her fault that she screwed up, but you didn't make her that way, and she got to work on herself. Do you still spend money on her?
No. If we go on a date or something like that, I've always been the kind of guy that, you know, I'll pick up the tab, but it's not like I'm paying any of her bills or anything. She's not part of my. I'm not doing anything. We had a gym membership and everything together. I canceled that the other day. Good. She asked me, did I cancel the gym membership? I said, yeah. So.
And did she, have you taken the key back from her? The key from your house?
That's the thing. She still got all of her stuff at my house.
Why don't you get all that stuff out immediately and change the lock?
I guess that's what I need to do.
Why haven't you done that?
I guess because I'm trying to be a better person, and I don't want to.
A better person would have done that. A weak person would not have done that.
I understand. So just put all of her stuff in a U-Haul and just drop it off at her parents' house, huh?
Absolutely.
That'd be the best bet?
Yeah.
All right.
And then get then change the lock, because you don't want her to be able to go in and out of your place, especially when you're not there or if you're there.
That's true. I guess another thing, too, is I guess the only time she really does want to do something is when she gets her own selfish needs and misses me, I guess.
She doesn't miss you. She uses you. And so when she wants something, she pretends that she misses you.
I see what you're saying.
And you love the pretense. And she knows it, so she's playing you.
You're right. I mean, I should have known from the beginning with this woman. When I first met her, she was with somebody else.
Yep.
And that was the biggest mistake. I should have been a red flag right off the bat. And the worst part is, when she came back down to Florida and we started hanging out again, and then that's when we fell for each other. She stayed in my house for a week while she was on vacation. And supposedly it was love at first sight. Everything was perfect. Everything was blah, blah, blah. Great. And then 2 months after living together, she wants to tell me she has these feelings for somebody else still.
Because it was never love. It was a showcase personality. And both of you were being phony with one another, pretending that you love one another. It was all showcase. It was never real. And then when you had the sex thing with her, it felt like love. But that was just ego. That was not love.
I understand. It's just the thing is, I'm a man of God, and I really do. I pray all the time, and I literally pray for this girl to be in my life, and it felt like it was all happening one piece after the other, and then out of nowhere, everything just fell apart. So,
because when you pray for it, the devil gave her to you. You're not supposed to pray for anything like that at all, and the devil will answer your prayer, but he'll give you the devil, and then the two devils will fight. That's not from God. You're not supposed to be asking God for a wife or anything, really. And he will add into your life what is meant to be there. Where did you get this idea you could pray for a woman?
That's the thing. I watch your show all the time. I know that's not something you should do.
And why
It's not necessary that I prayed for a woman in my life. It's just that whenever I met her, I guess I was just trained that everything would go in the right direction.
But you don't have to pray for anything like that. What God added in your life is already perfect, and it can't help but go in the right direction on its own. It happens naturally.
I see what you're saying.
If you try to make it work, it's from evil. It's not from God. You're not supposed to put one iota of energy into trying to make a marriage or a relationship work.
That's very true. That's very true. I guess the hardest part for me right now is just realizing that I've been with the devil this whole time. Wasn't really a good person.
Why don't you be happy to see that?
I want to be happy to see it. I'm trying to.
And why is it difficult to be happy to see that so you can get rid of the devil?
You're right.
No, I need to put all this.
Can you repeat it one more time, please?
Why is it hard to be happy that you now see that you're with the devil, so you can get rid of the devil?
I'm just always somebody that just struggles with making decisions when it comes to relationships. I'm very good at. It's very easy for me to give advice to other people, but when it comes to doing it myself. It's like hitting myself with a brick in the head.
That's amazing. And when you say that you are a man of God, what do you mean by that?
I literally live for him every day. I know I have nothing without God.
Then why are you suffering?
Because men are supposed to suffer.
What?
A man is supposed to suffer. That's our job.
Who told you that?
Just what you read in the Bible. Look what Moses had to go through. Look what Jesus had to go through.
But men of God do not suffer. And you, God take away all your pain, all your tears, all your fake happiness, all your sadness. And it's impossible for a man of God to suffer. And so Moses and Jesus have never suffered. Or they never did suffer when they were living. You got the wrong idea about God, man.
I understand what you mean.
Satan made you suffer. God set you free.
So you're right. You're right. You're right. I appreciate you letting me see that. And when it comes to this woman,
yeah,
should obviously I'm going to just tell her it's over and whatever, but what if I still want to have the sex?
Don't do it. You're going to end up in the same situation because you get her pregnant, it's over. Now you got the children to be concerned about. She's going to use the kids against you. And instead of thinking about that way, why don't you make up your mind, I'm going to work on me. I'm going to see what's wrong with me that I end up in these happy situations all the time so that you can start seeing what's going on with you. You don't plan to keep having sex with somebody. You plan to overcome that. Because she's going to set you up with the sex. Women are sex dealers. And men are drug addicts with sex.
That's true. And I guess the main thing, too, when we were together, she used to try to throw in my face because she is a very good-looking girl. I mean, I'm not a bad-looking guy either. I'm not trying to say that, but she would always say that I would get jealous.
Come back to your phone.
Sorry, it's a little windy right here.
She's
walking around
the
church now. She would always claim that I'm being jealous whenever I'm just pointing out the obvious stuff. Like, say, for instance, we got a gym membership. The gym wasn't good enough. I felt like, I don't understand. What I said, so what's the situation? You just trying to go and try to meet other guys, or what is it? And then she would try to say, I'm getting jealous there. Or the situation where she told me about the ex, that would always make me jealous. But at the same time, that's her playing with my mind.
Yeah,
that's not me being jealous.
She loved that. She had control over you.
Yep. You're right.
How old are you?
Hard. 37.
You said it's hard to what?
It's just hard to face that reality, but it's the truth.
How will you get over it if you don't face it?
I agree. I've been down this road with. You'll never get over it if you don't face it.
So why don't you face it and overcome it?
I guess because I truly deep down feel like I've spent so much time and emotion on this person, so much money I've spent, so much time, so much just effort, and it's just hard just to pick up and throw that away. But I guess that's the only thing left to do.
You never had anything. There's nothing to throw away. You never had anything. You allow yourself to be played by taking care of her, giving her money, and doing everything to try to please her, and you made her your God. And now your God is gone. And now you're lonely. You're missing your God. And yet you claim to be a man of God, but that woman is your God.
You know, that's true. And that's the thing about her, too, is that she used me for all that stuff. When her father passed away, he left her a significant amount of money. Not to say she's rich, but she always threw in my face that, oh, well, I don't touch that money. That was my dad's money he gave to me to use. And instead, I feel like this whole time she could have been using that to contribute to what we had going on.
She didn't have to. You did it for her. She took advantage
of your
weakness. I
volunteered like a fool.
Yeah, she took advantage of your weakness. And you were a fool.
Oh, I agree. I guess the main thing when you keep asking me why I still stick around, I guess it's hard for me to realize that I became that because that's not the type of person that I am. And it's just difficult for me to understand that.
And you said you've been down, it sounded like you were about to say you've been down the same road before.
Well, when I was younger, I dated another girl on and off for about 6 years, and she would do the same play, the same type of games, and I would stay with her. And then eventually when I did walk away, it was the best thing I ever did because I felt so good. But I guess the hardest part is I'm not ready to see her with somebody else, or I'm not ready to move on in that way. And I guess when I do, it will be the best thing for me.
But if you don't...
For instance, if I do, I'll do that. If I do that stuff, and later on down the road, we do try to reconnect, would that be a dumb mistake in my behalf?
Yes. And I wouldn't be thinking about that. You should be done with her, and don't be in your mind thinking about if I see her later. Because the devil set it up where you'll see her later. She may need more money or something. And you, there you are. She pretends she loves you. I made a mistake, and I want you back. And she'll be singing that song, "Don't you remember you told me you love me, baby?"
You know that's right.
Baby, I love you. And you'll fall for it, and she'll rip you off.
I just can't believe I let this situation happen to me, to be honest with you, Jesse.
Because you're blind, and you made the woman your god.
I guess you're right about that. I put her first over everything, and that was the biggest mistake I should have done.
Yeah, you put her before the true God.
I agree.
And if you don't overcome yourself, you're going to do it again and again and again. Just think about it. This woman got money. According to you, she has money that her father left her, and she told you, "I'm not touching my money. I got yours." And you said, "Okay."
Pretty much. For 3 months, I supported her. She didn't even have to pay for groceries. She didn't have to pay for anything. Name one bill. She didn't ever have to pay it. Everything was getting paid for by me.
And you're not even married to her.
Nope. Living with her out of wedlock.
Wow.
Having sex out of wedlock.
Who do you blame for all that she's done to you? Who do you blame?
I guess myself more than anything, because I should have known better.
Right, so you can't be blaming her at all. You set yourself up to be used, and then you got a thrill out of being used. That's why you allow it to keep happening and happening. And that's why you even thinking, well, what about if down the road she want to come back?
The best part is when we first got together, I made everything clear. I said, I don't want to be with you at all if you're going to still have – I know you just got out of a relationship. I told her straight up. I said, I don't want to be with you at all if you have any doubt in your mind at all about anything that's going on. I said, I have to be the number one priority in your life when it comes to relationships. And I don't want to ever have any of those problems, any of those concerns. Like, she would like to bring up things, too, to me, like talking about, like, my ex-girlfriends and, like, the things I've done with my ex-girlfriend. And I just thought that was strange to me because when you're in a relationship with somebody, you shouldn't even be worried about anything that they've done in their past.
How did she know about your ex-girlfriend? How did she know about it?
Well, she doesn't. She would always try to pick my brain and be concerned about it and ask me, like, situations that I've done.
And you would tell her?
No, I told her that. I said, I would always make a joke and tell her, oh, you're the first one I've ever been with, baby, just talking shit just to get her to shut up. Excuse my mouth. I'm sorry. Sorry for cursing. I apologize. I know we're on the air. But I'll...
So let me ask, because of time, let me take a quick break. Yeah. We'll come back, and we're going to wind this up because I got other calls to get to. Let me take a quick break. Can you hold?
Absolutely.
All right, hold on. The treasure chest is now open on DLive at StretchOffOnPure.net. Back in a moment. I have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Is you can only love God, love the truth with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nobody else or nothing else. Otherwise, you're going to make something else or someone else your God, and you will suffer. If you want to be free, you got to do it the right way. All of us, at some point, you got to be tired of being the way you are and want to be different, and then things will change. The Hank Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hank, H-A-K-E, report.com from 9 to 11. Then the American Anchor, baby. The American Anchor, baby. From 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And after that, a brand new episode of Punchy TV at 2 p.m. live. So you can call in, you can chat in, super chat in, or whatever. The Punchy TV brand new episode today at 2 p.m. And don't forget to help us to help others. Support us by going to jesseleepeterson.shop or rebuildingdemand.donate, rebuildingdemand.com, rebuildingdemand.com/donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. Or you can mail it in. Make the check of money order out to Bond. Mail it to P.O. Box 3, Bond, 3, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 900035. Or you can call Bond. 800-411-2663. My bad. 800-411-BOND. Or go to RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. And last but not least, hit the scan the QR code to support Bond. All right, let me go back to the busy phone. Alex.
Hey, I'm Jesse.
And so, who are you?
I hear you ask people this question all the time, and I don't know who I am. I'm really nothing.
And so when you say, I miss her, I'm lonely for her, if she ever want to come back down the road, I miss her, who are you referring to?
Well, that's the thing. It's not even necessary that if she came back to me down the road, if I let it go, I'm done. Because that's the type of person that I've always been. If I'm in a relationship
but
with
what
somebody,
I'm asking, who are you that's feeling this pain of missing her?
That's my ego.
And so why do you call it you?
I guess that's the devil in me.
And why do you want to keep the devil alive in you rather than taking this opportunity to die from that? That ego.
I shouldn't.
Why are you?
I'm being foolish.
And why?
my ego is telling me that I want that in my life, that I need that in my life. And the truth is, the only thing I need is God.
But she also shows you that she's no good in your life. Why would you believe what the devil is telling you?
See, that's the thing, too. It's not even necessary that she showed me that she's no good. It's just that I know that she's a damaged person. I know that that last relationship that she was in, it really psychologically screwed her up bad.
So then why would you want to be with a damaged person and you're damaged, too?
I truly don't think that I'm damaged. I think that I'm a good person.
But what's good about you? Would a good person be crying over somebody leaving their lives? Would a good
I haven't even cried about it once, to be honest with you.
I'm talking about not tears, but missing her, want her back, and all that. Would a good person miss anyone if they walked away from them?
I feel like sometimes that's the hardest. The hardest thing to do to say is that there's two of the hardest things to do in this world, and I truly think that just from the years that I've been around, is saying hello to somebody for the first time and saying goodbye for the last.
That doesn't make any sense. That's just a song, man.
That's not a song. That's truth. So you see a beautiful woman.
If you didn't make her your God, would it be hard to walk away? Or would it be hard to say goodbye if you had not made her your God?
No.
So then that's just a song.
Okay, I get what you mean. You think it's all right. I thought you were saying that I was actually quoting a song. I actually made that up in my head a long time ago.
Right. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything.
You're right about that.
And so you said that you're a good person. What's good about you?
I always put other people first. I keep my head down. I work every day. I take care of my family when it comes to my parents, my brother, my sister. I'm always there for them.
Okay. Is that it?
I'm a good American.
So you told me
I voted for Trump 3 times. God right bless on. The great white hope.
That's the only good thing about you. You told me all of your weakness, but you have not told me one good thing, except for the great white hope. You haven't told me one good thing about you.
You told me
all your weakness. What's good about you?
Can I ask you a question? If I was to ask you that, what would you say?
What's good about you? You said you were good. I never said I was good. What's good about you?
I guess nothing.
So why do you call your weakness good? Because the people are just taking advantage of you because you think you're good, and so they're using you, and then you're hurt when they take advantage of you. But yet you keep being used, and you allow it to happen because you got this false idea that you're a good person. And everybody,
the thing is, Jesse, I've been listening to your show for years, and everything you say resonates with me. And the first time of my life is when I got with this woman, that everything that you've always said and everything that I always believed that you said, all of it started just to crumble in front of me.
Yeah.
And it's like I know for a fact that what you're saying isn't wrong, and I shouldn't be acting like this. And I knew it from the first conversation when we had. I should have told her to pack up her crap that day and get out of my house.
Yeah.
I feel like, say for instance, tonight she wants to come over because she's going to be out this way. And I feel like I should just tell her whenever she comes over tonight, she better bring the U-Haul with it.
Yeah, tell her that it's over. But listen, because of time, do you know that you are being used because you're so weak and you think that that's good?
Yeah, I know it.
Why don't you stop then? With helping your family and this woman and everybody. Why don't you stop?
You're right.
No, that was a question.
I should stop.
Why don't you stop?
Foolish. Being foolish.
Because you set yourself up for everybody to use you. And then they hurt you when they take advantage of you, but you go back and do it again. And they know you're weak. Your family members, your brothers and your sisters and everyone know that you're weak.
You're right. You're right about that.
So are you working on yourself?
What do you mean by working on myself?
Have you forgiven your mother?
Oh, yeah, I've forgiven my mother and my father.
You told them?
I told them.
Are you doing a silent prayer every morning and night?
I pray, but I need to stop. The silent prayer is something that's a little bit difficult for me because it's just me being quiet and in my own head. And I feel like when I stop and get into my own head, that's where I get more depressed.
And who is getting depressed?
My ego.
So why are you calling it you?
You're right.
No, there was a question.
I need to stop calling it me.
Why are you doing it?
I guess what I need to do is just start doing the silent prayer and just work on.
And that depression that you feel, that's the spirit of evil inside of you. It doesn't want you to be still and let God take over your life. It wants you to think, oh, you're silent. You're in your head. Now you feel awful. Now you feel lonely. Now you feel depressed. Those are evil spirits lying to you. And that's the very thing that Christ said for you to die from it. And you keep it alive by running away from it and suppressing it and using other things to make yourself feel good. You're using your money. You're using this fake idea that you're a good person. You're using women. Whether it is sitting down and overcoming that so you can live a perfect life on this earth.
I agree with you.
So I suggest, do what you want, is that you finally forget about that woman. Don't look for another one. Only get to know yourself. Go within and overcome those thoughts and feelings. Die from them so you can be free. And don't call them you, but face them by being aware that they are there and do nothing about it so that you can die from the ego. You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. You're not your body. You're not a good person. You're not a bad person. You're none of the things that you think you are. That's why you're suffering.
You never told it. You know that's right. You never told more truth than that. Yeah, I guess I just need to call her today and tell her to come pick up all her stuff, and it's done.
Yeah, tell her to pick it up today, and if she doesn't, you'll have it delivered to her.
Yeah, because I'd rather spend my money on that than one more red cent dealing with her drama.
But make her spend her own money. She got daddy's money.
Yeah.
And when she comes, don't be getting in bed with her, man.
All right.
What?
I said, all right, that's going to be the hardest part, but I believe you.
That's the devil getting you, causing you to get in bed with her again. They keep you, you're the sex addict, and she's the sex dealer. And that's not love, man.
You're right. That's lust, not love.
Right, and you need to shock the devil by not going along with him so you can overcome him.
So what are you saying? I should never have sex with a woman that I'm in a relationship with?
No, you should. Right now, I recommend, but you do what you want. You forget about all that and seek the kingdom of God first and let him add things into your life.
I see you.
You got to, otherwise, everybody you get involved with is going to be your God.
I see you. Makes sense.
You shouldn't be thinking about any of that at this point, man. Do what you want, but you need to work on overcoming evil with good, meaning seek first what's right and love that, which is God, with all your heart, soul, and might, and you'll be fine. But it feels like you're not ready to do that yet.
Why do you say that?
Because I don't hear you being serious about this.
Why do you say that?
Are you serious about it? I could be wrong.
No, I truly am. That's why I called you today, man. I've been listening to your show for 5 years. I've never made a phone call once because it's always just good to listen.
Oh, but okay.
I felt like I needed to actually hear your voice and tell have you tell me what I need to hear.
Well, then now...
Because I've never been such a pathetic piece of crap when it comes to this kind of situation before. I'm always the type of guy that if I see any red flags at all, I run faster than I could even see the flag going up. But with this girl, it's like one red flag after the next lately, and I don't know what I'm doing. It's like I'm a fool. I'm not that guy.
Well, you in the very beginning, she was already coming out of a relationship. You should have not gotten into a relationship like that anyway, because she's already damaged.
We moved in together after being together for a month and a half.
Wow. What a man. But listen, forget about what has happened, and you start working on you now. Get serious about working on you, overcoming evil, so that you can only love God. And don't be mad at this woman, because it's not her fault that you're weak and messed up. You were already damn as good when she met you, and she was already damn as good when you met her, and two devils got together and fought. And it's not her fault that you allow her to use you. It's your fault.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
But stay away from her. Just don't hate her. Don't be angry, because it's not her fault. And work on you now. Do the silent prayer. Watch those thoughts. Feel the pain that's going to come up in you. And know that the pain is not you. Those are evil spirits inside of you. And don't call them you, all right?
No, you're right. I agree with you. She needs to hurry up and get her crap out of my house today.
All right, but... And then she, don't let her give you any fate, anything. You just said, no, it's over. Get your stuff out, be gone, and I wish you well.
I mean, she's absolutely crazy. Like, say, for instance, last night when I was talking to her on the phone, she was telling me that how much she just is in pain over the breakup, and it just she wishes that we would have met a little bit later afterwards. And then 5 minutes later, we're on the phone, and she's trying to tell me that she misses me and she wants me to come over there. I'm like, what kind of confused woman is this? You're telling me in 1 minute you're mourning a breakup, but then in the next minute you want me to come over and comfort you?
And then she goes,
What the hell? Hell no, I didn't. Excuse my friend. Heck no, I didn't.
But don't be angry, though. Don't be angry at her. You're the one allowing yourself to be played.
You're right. I guess I was just blinded by her beauty, because she really is just she's a hot number, Jesse. She's a hot number.
The lust of the flesh. Flush.
Yeah. Yep.
And the devil tempted you with a beautiful woman, and you fell for it.
And this is another thing, too, is you think it's fair that I could put boundaries up telling her that I don't want her to come around my job no more?
Yeah, you don't want to see you be done with her.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's where we met, and I don't want her around there anymore, man.
Right.
I really don't.
And you shouldn't.
And
but just don't be angry.
So just tell her calmly, and just say, and personally, you know, I out of respect, I don't think that you need to be coming up to my job no more.
You don't have to say out of respect or anything. Just say, don't come to my job.
And that doesn't make me look like I'm being jealous or anything like that.
It doesn't matter what you look like to others. That's on her. And that other people look at whatever they want to look at. You work on you. And if she want to think you're jealous, let her think what she want to think. Don't even give a thought about what someone else think.
You know that's right.
We're a mess, huh?
Crazy world, man. Crazy world out here, Jesse. It's crazier every day, man.
No, the crazy world is inside of you. Their crazy worlds are inside of them. It's inside the human being. Every pain that you have, every mistake you made, everything you've done wrong is in you. It's in your mind. And when you overcome those thoughts, all that would disappear.
I forgot to tell you, too, this is the most hilarious part about it all. Her parents are liberals. So every time I'd ever go to a family dinner, or we'd go to the beach, or we'd do anything, all they'd be doing is trashing Trump the whole time. And I've had to bite my tongue more times than I thought I had blood running down my cheek at one point in time. I mean, it goes to show that that's just, and she claims to me that she is a Republican and she voted for Trump. But I feel like the actions that she makes, she's acting like one of these crazy liberals too.
But you have all the signs there, yet you went for the devil.
Yeah, I should have known there right off the bat.
Yeah. Is she black?
No, we're both white.
Oh, you're white.
Well, I sound black. I sound black, Jesse.
You sound like an educated black person.
That's hilarious.
That speak like a white person.
It's funny, though, man, because whenever I used to do the gaming stuff, I'd be on the internet doing that PlayStation gaming. All the black dudes would always think that I'm black. I'm like, nah.
But I got to run, Alice. But listen, here's what I recommend. You get rid of her, be done with her, and you start working on you and stop seeing yourself as a good person or a bad person, because otherwise your family members and other people will continue to use you.
All right, I agree with that. I promise you, I'm gonna work on that, Jesse. I'll give you a call about it.
Okay.
Can I ask you one more little quick question about Trump before we get off?
Yes. Yes.
How do you feel about everything he's got going on with this war right now? You think it's a good idea?
I'm neither for or against, but I know whatever he touches turns to gold. I believe.
That's what I'm saying.
I believe it's all going to turn out just fine.
I think it will, too. And I don't even think that what we're doing is necessarily wrong. I feel like we need to put the foot on the snake's neck sometimes.
That's right. Amazing. So I got to run, Alec. Let me
know.
All
right. All right, Jesse. I appreciate it, man.
All right. Start working on you, though. You are your own problems.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy.
All right. Have a blessed day, man.
All right. You too. 888-77-JESSE. Super, super. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Norris T says, like the video.
Triple exclamation mark.
Thank you, Norris T.
With a thumbs up.
Thank you.
Half Black Tony. I'd rather be lonely or single than living in misery.
I tell you, absolutely. What a mess.
Anthony L. with a hamburger sticker.
Nice. Thank you.
Adam 3. How do I know when God makes a decision for me? Like, for example, if I want a better job and wanted to move to a new state, is it common sense of seeing clearly I need more money?
You have a mind to think practically. And if you need another job or you want to make more money, go do it. God gave you the ability to work and take care of yourself. Amazing. Thank you.
Adam Mograffi bought a coffee. You guys are always putting in work. Let the people know that Jesse is live on X. Biblical question answer.
Amazing. How is it that a wife can make her husband sleep on a couch instead of the other way around?
The women rule the roost. Because the husband, a beta boy.
Amazing. Thank you.
A Sekaskin 9386. Pardon me if I'm butchering your
name. Are we live on X?
We are indeed.
Oh, I didn't know that.
All or Nothing. Shout out to All or Nothing. Man from Red Earth. Lalo is usually there. And others.
But who were you just super chatting about?
The person who super chatted about that, saying we're live on X, let the people know. Adam.
Oh, okay.
Adam OG.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Nice. A Sekaskin 9386 gifted multiple tries, which I believe is Turkish Larry or something like that. And with no message.
Amazing.
But,
thank you.
But many super chats.
Right on. Thank you. Message. I appreciate
thank
it.
You. Argalunas, keep it up. A pair working out sticker.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
With his little Obama exercise. Nikki 313, I get it, Jesse. She asked how to help my dad with his addiction. I said, if you want to be there for him, just don't judge him. I guess next time someone asks me for anything, I just say, I don't know. Because honestly, I don't know anymore.
I rest my case. Right on. Thank you.
Shout out, Nikki. Yeah. Charles bought a coffee. Jesse, how are you telling people not to tell anyone after they forgive, but yet you tell millions of people every day that you forgave? What the?
Because they want help. They're asking. They call me and they ask. I'm not trying to find them and tell them. Amazing. Thank you, though.
Thank you, Charles. Eric, yeah. 5. After breakups, women grab a beta so they can sleep at night. Yikes.
Amazing. Thank you.
Patient Riot, $1 to represent 5 years since I began listening. Thank you, JLP Bond, and the people behind the scenes. God bless and good luck, everybody. Christian Cross, American flag, donate to Bond.
Amazing. Thank you for helping us to help others. Thank you.
Thank you, Patient Riot. Eric with another 5. You hate anyone you perceive as a victim.
Absolutely. Amazing. Don't hate. Let it go. Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to Aries 1, Games for Rec, Beta Legs, Kid Combo 1, Cactus Eater Bear, and the rest of the D-Live crew. Thank you all.
Thank you all. Amazing.
Very cool. And just double checking on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App. Looks like we're all caught up over there, as well as on Pilled and Rumble. Thank you, Pastor Chatelet, Jules Verne, and the rest of the Rumble crew supporting over there.
Thank you all.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now. Oh, no, wait a minute.
Amazing.
Justin K. Thanks, Nick. This guy has had 30. One more thing.
Nice.
I was thinking he was Hispanic, but he's white, he said.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you guys. That's all for now.
I thought he was an educated black person sounding like.
Right.
Amazing. Thank you all. Amazing. I am out of time. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with it. You got to stay present. And don't forget to stay present. All right? And you'll be fine. Drop the anger. Don't resent anyone. They cannot see you. That doesn't mean you got to hang out with them. You don't have to let them take advantage of you. But just don't hate them. Don't be angry. Don't be resentful. All right? First time caller out of Houston, Texas. John Stephen out of California. The caller is just dropping it. But I am out of town. Tomorrow is Bible Thumper Thursday. And men and women, don't forget to do the if. You know, if you can do those things, I promise you paradise on earth. All right. Take care. The hate report is coming now. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. And after that, at 2 p.m., Punchy. P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV. Punchy.tv. Bye, y'all.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.